Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we want to talk about bad dads.
Okay.
With the holiday coming up, obviously.
Oh, right.
It's Father's Day. Here we go.
There's not a bad dad holiday?
Recently, we did Bad Moms.
Yeah, are we sure we want to do this?
Yeah,
again.
Bad Moms went real sideways on us, and
it was dark.
It was so dark. Okay, if you listen to the Slacker Show, we're weird, but we're not quite that dark. It just turned into like, we want when your dad did something crazy with you, or like he let you drink a 6-pack of beer when you were 9. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not it.
But kind of like, don't tell mom, but we're doing
that,
this cool thing.
Yeah.
Light.
I have a good example for you.
Okay.
You're going to, you don't seem like somebody who would talk smack about their own dad.
Well, you're going to laugh along with me after this. When we were young, I may not have even been born yet. My dad, he would always tickle us and we'd go, I have to pee, and try to get out of it. Right. So he was tickling my sister in our family
room. Wait, this
isn't
about you. So you're getting two with this blast. You're taking your dad and your sister out on this.
My sister didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
So tickle, tickle, tickle. Ha, ha, ha. She's doing the I gotta pee thing, and is flailing to get away from him. Smacks her face on the brick fireplace. Knocked her two front teeth out.
Oh no.
To this day, we laugh about it. But I gotta believe my mom was pissed.
Were they the adult teeth or the...
No, thank God.
Oh my God.
It was her baby teeth. It was her baby teeth. Sorry.
Okay.
Because if they're not ready
to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought she peed on him.
I did too.
Waiting. I'm like, he gets what he gets.
But you would always do that with your parents. Like, I'm gonna pee. And then I do that with my fiance if he's tickling me.
All right.
Stays
in the bedroom.
I don't pee. Okay. Well, I just ruined my own day.
Insights into Erica's personal life. What? I know we're going to talk about bad dads. I realize tickling is not ever a part of my life.
Me
is
too.
Tickling a part of when would tickling be a part of
you
my
for
life?
Sure tickle your kids.
It's a big part of my life. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're peeing all the time.
My dad, RIP, he would bring us to his construction sites. He would build houses. And in like, don't tell mom was literally the only thing said every single day we came home from the site. Like, he would be hammering something in and the hammer would slip out of his hands and it would like stick in one of my brothers somewhere.
Oh,
and then
no.
It's just like, hopefully it wasn't, it was somewhere you could cover it, like give them a comb over in their
your
hair.
Your mom knew that you were going to the construction sites, right? Okay,
yeah.
But just not the injuries that happened while
correct.
There. Gotcha.
He had a trailer that was loaded with like a whole bunch of like drywall or whatever, and it was just sitting in the street, and one of my brothers was behind it, and the other one just like lifted up the tongue of it, and it rolled over him.
Oh my gosh.
And so he got him a different shirt, but then when my mom was giving him a bath later, there was an actual tire print in his skin.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
And it was just like, oh, all right.
Whoops. And your dad has to come in and go, how'd you get that? What's going on? You're in big trouble, mister.
Oh,
you've been lying to us.
Yeah. I mean, but that's just, that's a dad move. Right?
Oh yeah. That's good. That's a good dad move. Because
yeah.
That was probably some of the best days of your life, just getting to run around.
No,
and
God, no.
Oh. Oh, you were the youngest. That's why.
Okay. No, I was, yeah.
For the older three, it was a great dad.
So while you guys were getting tickled, my dad was hitting us with hammers.
Oh, my God. On accident.
I have to be, Dad. Enough with the hammer.
All right. Well, the rest of the room is going to have to share something bad about their dad or something. Here's the thing about bad dad stories. It can be you.
True.
Yeah.
Or it could be your wife, like my husband is a bad dad. But like, again, please, can they be
a little lighthearted?
Light, yes.
Yeah, like peeing on each other.
Okay, well.
If you pee, yes. If you and your dad have shared a...
Okay, no, stop. No,
all right.
Too far.
We would like to hear your bad dad stories. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My dad, it wasn't until I was, I think, in my 20s and I was hanging out with my two younger sisters and they mentioned, they're like, you know, like when we were growing up and you'd get a sore throat or something and then dad would wake you up and then he'd get you a bowl of ice cream. And I'm like,
what?
What? What are you talking about? And both of my sisters were like, oh yeah, all the time. Dad never got you ice cream? I'm like, no.
Oh
no,
my god!
Not at all. What are you talking about? My throat's sore now. Like,
oh,
I,
buddy. Yeah.
Where's my ice cream?
Oh, buddy.
Yeah,
are
but
you
I wasn't a little girl, you know. And now,
I want you to know,
it.
I think of you as a little girl. I will
get
you ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
But you would wake up your son, like you would do the same for your son as you do for your daughter.
Mm-mm.
No. Wow. You're the bad dad.
No, man, the little girl just gets you wrapped. It's crazy.
Because yeah, I'm not even really mad about it. I kind of get it. Because I was just like.
But have you confronted him? It might be time to sit him down.
Yes.
I don't know.
Should we call him?
He's kind of scary.
No, he's not. Come on.
We can call him if you want.
Well, how about.
We'll see.
Is he coming to town anytime soon?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just get a big old batch of ice cream and just eat it in front of him?
Just be like, my throat hurts.
Yeah. I've done that plenty. Have you seen me? I eat ice cream.
Aaron, are you going to rat your dad out?
I mean, rip. But there was one time, because he passed when I was 8, so I don't have like a lot of memories.
Yeah.
I figured that was going to be her dad moment.
I do remember, like, I don't know why I got in trouble, but he was trying to spank me. And he was kind of like funny about it. It wasn't serious, but I was laughing so hard that he couldn't do it. And so he like tried getting the belt and like doing one of the like clappy things.
Yep.
Just to scare you.
Yeah. And like it didn't work. It was like,
you
tried being a bad dad. Good job.
Get me my ice cream.
The other one I remember, if I'm ratting my dad out, he was a terrible granddad. Like, you know how you like take a baby and you like throw him up a little bit?
Oh my gosh, I hate when people do that. It scares me so much.
Oh no, that's a dad. A guy.
He did it all the time. Yeah.
He did it with my son all the time and my son loved it. It was like, grandpa, grandpa, or whatever.
Yeah.
And he did it to my son in their kitchen. There's a ceiling.
Oh. Okay.
And it was like, wah, 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 wah.
It was going?
What? Yes, it was going.
Oh, no. On. Into the fan?
Yeah, threw him up into the fan because no one just came up. It was like, wah, 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 and like, came back. Yeah, I was like.
I thought you meant it was just one into the ceiling.
No, like it was like, because the fan, like my parents don't have air conditioning. So that fan is everything. And it's on like takeoff mode.
You were meaning to get that boy a haircut, right?
All right. So if you got a bad dad or you were a bad dad or you're just ratting out a bad dad, Keep them fun. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about dads that suck. Bad dads. John?
Yay.
Bad dad. What happened?
Man, okay. So I was probably like 14. My dad's mowing the lawn, drinking a couple brews, getting a little loose.
Nice. While mowing? Yeah, you nice. Drink after you mow, maybe, but not while you're
they
mowing.
They can bleed together a little bit.
Oh, I feel like my fiance drink and mow for sure.
Really?
Say, is that illegal? You mow?
Yeah, sometimes I forget to mow.
Okay, so he's getting a little hammered.
Getting a little tipsy, and he managed to plow his way through mom's flower bed.
No.
Okay. Not as funny anymore.
Yeah. We turn around, go to Home Depot, buy the exact plants that she had put in probably like a week beforehand, and she comes back. We've managed to get rid of all of the evidence, and she has no idea to this day.
Oh, you helped him?
Yeah.
Oh, this is clearly
not a bad dad.
This was me and dad like fixing the oh crap moment.
Except that it was his fault and he made you help him fix it.
And then you had to lie.
Someone had to drive.
Oh! Wow. A 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So he made you a liar to your mom, too.
Well, I mean, listen, liar, helpful idiot.
Admitting the truth.
It sounds like you're going to be a great dad yourself, John.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Britt?
Yay.
Bad dad. What happened to you?
Yes, this was when I was a newborn. My mom was exhausted, as happens.
Right.
So my dad was like, please go sleep. I've got her. I've got this. My dad instincts will kick in. So I was like screaming also, as babies do. And he had to rock me, I guess, for like 3 hours. And I finally conked out. Mm-hmm. He almost did too. Like, everyone's tired, right? So he goes to put me to bed, you know, in my crib, and sits up and knocks my head into the corner of the fireplace, like where the rocking chair was. And I immediately start screaming again. Yeah, my mom gets up. Yep. She's freaking out. She freaks out so much, you know, because like I'm a newborn, that we go to the hospital.
Oh my God.
Well,
I mean, it's like babies' heads are so soft. Like, I understand her panic.
Oh my God.
I just want you to have a relaxing night.
Just get some sleep.
It ended up just being like a horrible bruise for like a week or so. But to this day, I get teased. Like when something goes over my head, they're like, oh, yep, it's when dad knocked your head. I don't know why I get picked on for it when it was him.
Your dad must have felt so bad.
It's the worst. There's no reason to tell the baby that. Well, I mean, they didn't have to tell her that later in life. It's just
that's what happened. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was when she forgot something. And they were like, oh, no, we ruined her.
You see, dads try to shift blame. And so that's what he's doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Cher?
Yes.
Bad dad. What happened?
Okay, it's my husband. It was the summer of 2008. My son had just graduated. He was going to take his girlfriend to a fancy little restaurant about 20 miles away. And I said, you know, the weather just doesn't look good. I don't think you should go. And my husband's like, don't be a pansy. It'll be fine. Just take his jacket. And then they got hit by the tornado of 2008 up by Winter.
Turns out jackets don't help.
Are they okay?
They were okay, but the car was so bad, it was totaled.
It was just completely battered.
Like, it looked like you took about 20 baseball bats to the windshield. It even knocked one of their rear view or side view mirrors off. They hailed it.
Wow.
And they limped through it. And then they turned around and limped back, and they got it coming and going. Yeah, it was bad. It was
That's an
really
incredible
bad.
Father
and
right
I was
there.
On the phone with them going, just come home.
Thank you for the call, Cher. Cassie?
Yay.
Bad dad. What happened?
So when I was little, I was pretty cute.
What happened?
No, stop it.
My dad would take me to Hooters and the bar to pick up chicks. So what I would do is go up to whatever girl I thought was prettiest in the bar and say, "You should meet my daddy." He told me the best one I ever got him was absolutely beautiful and deaf. But...
Oh. What?
Okay. I don't know what happened at the end.
We lost her.
Hello?
Hi, Beth. Sorry, we're reeling from the last call. Beth, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm calling to rat on my dad. He, when I was probably 8 or 9, he had this hunting cabin and a huge vintage collection of adult magazines.
Nice.
And, vintage.
And you found them?
It's classy.
Well, no, we knew they were there, but we were told not to, like, mess around with them. But then he left us in the cabin unsupervised. And so we were looking at them, and then he said, "Are you kids looking at those?" And we were like, "Russell, Russell, Russell, no."
Yeah. That's classic. Thank you. Andrea.
Yay.
Bad dad. What happened?
So when I was, like, 6 and my brother was probably 4, my mom took us to the water park. My father didn't want to go, and turns out that he was there with his friends, and he wouldn't even acknowledge our existence.
He was there with his friends at a water park.
I need some me time.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Aaron's back. Thank the sweet baby Jesus. The song won't suck today.
That's a lot of pressure.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
The only thing, yeah, like, you're pretty good on the first one, not great on the second one, and I really need you to hit those gung gungs. Like, I need you to.
I hit the gung gung in my head.
That's not how this works.
Do you tell your therapist that too?
Good evening. Welcome to their program. Yep. The other day.
Hold on. We've all got nopes, so this doesn't sound like.
No one has,
like,
used our nopes.
Correct.
No one, okay. Yeah.
This doesn't feel like news, Aaron. This feels like you getting a beef ball out. What are you doing? No news story starts
it's
with the other day.
It's not a beef ball.
Okay.
It's actually quite the opposite. The other day we got an email from a gentleman named Nathan. He said, I've been meaning to get video of the kids singing along to the Skit theme song since Aaron sent out the challenge. I caught my daughter singing the theme song the other night, and we were not even listening to the show. Enjoy.
Very cute.
So T-Hack, being the amazing producer that he is, has put it in our system. I didn't even think about it. I was like, what a cute video.
I forgot to pull it up for you, though. Now you got
okay.
it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Singing. That's a little kid. Yeah. It reminds
so
me of
precious.
Hazel.
Yeah.
Because Hazel does this, like, news. News.
Yeah, she was. It's an awesome video. Thank you for sending it.
So thank you, Nathan. Gosh. We loved it.
I almost noped that. I feel terrible.
I know.
I got really.
I would have noped your nope for sure.
Oh,
I don't think that's
tactic.
A thing.
We've done it before.
A nope to nope.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Very exciting news for Chipotle fans,
ooh.
Which I would consider myself one of them.
Huge fan.
There's a new dip coming to the menu. It's the first sauce edition since 2020. Now, I hope this doesn't spark a coronavirus.
Hold on. Can I say this? When they did their foray into queso? Sorry, Chipotle.
Oh, that was bad at first.
Man, you guys sucked at queso.
It was bad.
But it's better now.
Yeah. Is it better?
It is better now. Yeah.
It was a little chunky at the beginning.
Well, what the problem is, like, Qdoba.
Weren't we all?
Like the other.
Still am.
The other fast casual Mexican places use not real. Like they don't pride themselves on fresh ingredients, right?
Which Chipotle does.
Mm. Right. So then they were using real cheddar, and cheddar like separates into like oil and cheese. And he's like, yeah, your cheese dip sucked, man.
I think it's pretty good now.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's definitely better.
I thought maybe they got out of the game.
No.
They're still in it. Is theirs white? Their cheddar is like whitish.
It's very light yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So what's new?
So the new one, it's hitting stores the 17th. So in a couple of days.
Oh.
And it is an Adobe Ranch. And
I can't believe I had to wait this. Nope.
Oh, I forgot.
Nope. You led me this far, and I hate wasting a nope at the end of a story, but I will not allow.
Sorry, it's Adobo Ranch.
I noped it.
Too bad.
No, this is how nope works.
Well,
I will not.
I'm excited.
You can get it starting June 17th.
I will not allow Ranch to be promoted.
I think you retain your nope. Because she didn't stop.
You're right. Thank you.
That's fine. And you know what? Maybe that's the...
Erica sacrifices hers.
No!
Oh!
Yeah.
No, you talked
through a nope.
We got to have some sort of rules.
We got to have some kind of laws,
what
Wyatt.
Talk about.
Okay. Right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Great news for nerds. They're on the comeback, but calm down, Slacker. I'm talking about... The candy.
Oh.
Yes, I know Aaron's with me. I didn't know if Erica would.
Yeah.
Clearly, she's.
It's bad.
I'm not just that she did.
Like, the nerd addiction.
Oh, like nerds cluster.
Yes.
Oh,
okay, nerds, yes. Trash. So nerds good. Clusters.
You're trash. Nerds are amazing.
Are not
on their,
good.
When you could open the box and just pour them into your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I yes something?
Yes.
Do you need some privacy?
Get this though. In 2018, nerds earned about $50 million in sales.
Okay.
This year they're on track to do 900 million.
Holy moly.
50 million to 900 million. That's how much I think it's the clusters.
The clusters are everything.
Oh, they're so
good. It's the greatest candy invention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like Willy Wonka made it.
Yeah,
I haven't had them in a while, and now I need them. And it is weird to open the bag and just pour them into your mouth.
Well, I don't do that with the clusters.
Oh, who would? What am I saying? What kind of crazy person?
Yeah, would never.
Oh, you want more, do you? Oh, good evening.
Oh. Yeah, well, there's still time. Good evening.
Wait, was it Aaron's turn?
Aaron's turn.
Okay.
Because Aaron doesn't have a story.
No, mine was going to be, unfortunately, Brian May passed.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
From the Beach Boys, yeah. Not Brian May. I'm so sorry.
What are you doing? Brian May is Queen's guitarist.
Yeah. Brian, what's his name? What's his last
Wilson.
Name?
Wilson.
Wilson, thank
is
you.
Is that right?
Yeah. So sorry, guys.
Hey, guys.
This is a retraction.
I was so excited because Erica was excited. I was like,
literally,
Brian. Brian Wilson.
There's a Brian
from the Beach Boys.
Brian Adams.
No.
This is the one time of the show we got to have our poop in a group. And like,
I got distracted. I'm sorry.
All right, Erica, go ahead.
Okay, just one thing. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sabrina Carpenter announced a new album. It's called Man's Best Friend, and it's coming out August 29th.
Ooh.
Remarkably, she just released Short and Sweet a year and 6 days before this.
Really?
Yeah, August 23rd was when Short and Sweet came out.
Do you think it's going to have a lot of hate songs?
Or sorry, maybe it was August 22nd. Either way.
Look, the misinformation continues.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is awkward because... Father's Day's coming up.
Be honest. Does it seem like I have a dad?
There she goes.
What?
Neither do I.
No, I know.
Guys, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, here's the thing. I just need a couple more people in my life to die so I can shut Aaron down when she does the thing. Yeah, I also have it. It's like, all right. So I just need a sibling to go.
No, my God. Stop. Don't manifest that stuff.
Okay, I'm not.
But I know it's me because then they're both tied. So.
Right.
Anyway, no. I have a beef ball with Father's Day. I don't think it's fair that it's in June.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're upset about the placement of a holiday that's been there for how many years?
Can I just explain why?
When did Father's Day begin?
Oh. I was going to say, who decided when it was?
Who decided it's a thing anyway? fathers don't do anything. But
1972, that is not that long ago. Yeah.
That is not when it started.
Mother's Day.
Father's Day became a federal holiday in the United
States. Federal, okay.
In the United States in 1972.
Okay, but we were celebrating.
In 1910, Sonora Smart Dodd of Spokane, is that how you say it? Washington?
Spokane,
sorry. Inspired Father's Day after hearing a sermon about Mother's Day. So she wanted to honor her father.
So Mother's Day was around first.
Yeah.
Longer.
Mother's Day was a national holiday as early as 1914.
Yeah.
It took dad still 72.
That was the easiest money ever. You knew right. that. Yeah.
This is why I have a beef ball with it. Because Mother's Day's in May. Kids are still in school.
Yeah.
Every year. Oh, let's make mom a coffee mug. Oh, let's make mom an ornate macaroni like card with like cool frame. Art on it. And like, you know how you glue macaroni to it?
Yeah, like frame usually.
Or you make like flowers out of the elbows.
Okay, you might be more advanced than I.
But like, so every year, my ex-wife would get, is it weird that I said wife? She's still, like, she was my wife in the context of the show. In the tense, she would get great, awesome, personalized presents. And then Father's Day's in the middle of June. Kids don't do any projects. Sometimes they scratch crayon on a piece of paper and go like, hey,
well, you claim this. What about T-Hack? Have you ever gotten Father's Day arts and crafts?
Yeah, I get like a car, but my kids are still young, so they're making crafts anyways. And it's kind of like,
and your wife is amazing,
Dad. And that she's very thoughtful. Okay. But I agree with you. So just today, my wife asked me if I could drop some envelopes off at the mailbox, and she mails stuff for her job sometimes. So one of the envelopes is that, and then there are two other cards. One is addressed to my parents' address, and one is addressed to her parents' address. And I stood there. I'm like, what are we mailing them stuff for?
Wow.
What are we mailing them?
You didn't even think of your dad.
She's
an angel.
I didn't
even think of me. I'm like, I guess it's Father's Day.
Because Father's Day, it's such an afterthought.
So she's the best because she remembered. But I'm standing there going, what are we doing? I don't even.
So
like,
did,
like an idiot.
Did she sign your name?
Yeah, that's a little weird that you weren't involved in your own dad's card.
I love her for this, though.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He should. His signature should.
Okay. That's the thing.
Is my dad sending me a card?
He doesn't have to. You're not his dad.
But he is a dad.
I am a dad. I won't. No.
You don't. Oh, my God. That's the other thing. You guys are so silly about that. So every single human who's had a kid, I have to say Happy Father's Day to. Like, I have to go to our big boss, Micah, and go, Happy Father's Day, man.
It'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
He's not my dad.
It doesn't matter. Do you think he's a good dad?
Yeah. He might disagree, too. if you're listening, Micah.
Sure. I don't care if he's a good dad.
And what you're complaining about is not getting attention for Father's Day. So don't you think other dads feel that way?
Ooh, wow, Aaron, you are schooling him.
No, she's not schooling me. I want attention from the people that my wife was getting attention from.
You want attention from the kids that you helped bring to this earth.
Yes. I don't need attention from like the guy who lives next to me. It's like, hey, happy Father's Day. It's like, yeah, you too, man.
You don't need like a text from us three.
It would be really weird.
I'm going to do it. Really?
I need to go to the post office and try to get my mail back.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. You can get all of them on the Audacy app, spelled
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Correct.
That was a test.
And I thought I failed it.
It's the first one you did okay. What do we got, Hack?
We have Lauren today. She's trying to decide whether or not she should be a nosy neighbor.
Oh.
I'm not taking a side. That's just what's...
Kind of feels like you just took a side, but that's totally
nosy
fine.
Neighbor, yeah. Or concerned citizen. Okay. Lauren?
Yay.
What's going on?
I love how I already got the title.
No!
Interested in what you think, though. My security camera caught last week my neighbor's 16-year-old daughter that she was sneaking through a yard with her boyfriend at night.
Sneaking through your yard?
Yes. They went through our yard to get, through my neighbor's house, through the back door. And I'm assuming, they're sneaking out the backyard so they don't show up probably on their camera. showing her with her boyfriend. I really want to tell my neighbors what I saw, obviously. And my husband is, adamantly against it.
I got it. How old was this girl again?
She's 16.
Oof, that's right in the wheelhouse where you might not tell.
Because she can drive.
But also right in the wheelhouse where you might tell.
If she was 12, then you're telling. 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah.
But 16, yeah. What did you do it? Anybody but Erica.
At 16, I threw Taylor Swift's birthday party.
Yeah, I know. You're a nerd, right?
Had my first kiss that night. Oh, my God. I might have been 15. I don't know. How well do you know the mom?
Yeah, are you friends?
I mean, neighborly. That's my husband's argument, is that we quote unquote barely know them. Which I don't know if we barely know them, but he's like, all you do is say hi and wave. That's how you know them.
Yeah, then that's not, you don't know.
No. Okay. Well, so then that makes it more reason to tell, because this stranger is going through your yard.
Ooh, if you take that angle.
No.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Did she hurt your grass when she went through your backyard?
Their fence, maybe.
No, I might be switching sides now.
No.
Hurting the grass.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. It didn't hurt your grass. That's not why you're telling. You want to tell.
I think it's just out of respect, honestly. I have a daughter in second grade, okay? And when she gets into high school, if this happened, I would definitely want someone to tell me that my daughter was doing the same thing. But my husband doesn't want people to think that we're spying on them or surveilling them in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I get it. But, I was a 16-year-old girl, like you said. And it's a different world. Oh my God, now I sound old. But
no, it is a different world.
It is.
Yeah, you can get caught on camera doing stuff. We used to do this all the time.
All the time.
Murdered.
I never once snuck out of the house. Not one time.
I didn't either. I was feared authority. But my friends who did, they're
Hold
all
on.
Fine.
Three of us did not sneak out. Hack, did you sneak out?
He was the oldest, so
I snuck
doubtful.
In. I was the boyfriend. In this situation.
Did you have to sneak out of your own house to sneak in?
No, I don't think I ever did that. But I did have a buddy who pushed his car down the street, like in a movie, like left it off with the headlights, pushed it, put it in neutral, pushed it down.
So they wouldn't hear it start.
Absolutely.
Oh, diabolical.
That's wild.
Uh-huh. My sister.
But now, ring cam, he's busted right. instantly.
By every neighbor up
yes,
the street.
That's yeah. not fair. He's fine, too.
My sister was, and look, I love my sister. She's amazing, successful, wonderful now.
Mm-hmm.
But she was this 16-year-old girl. And she was grounded for an entire year of high school. And I do oh. think my parents probably would have gone, yeah, we'd love if someone would have filled us in mm. earlier.
Snitches She's get stitches. Do not tell.
Yeah, because you are making a lot of assumptions, too, about her motives for sneaking. Like, what we don't know. Maybe the front door is broken.
Night? Maybe the conversation.
Why would you have to go yeah. through the back door through the neighbor's yard?
We were playing tag.
Oh my
I got
God.
Answers for days.
Why were
I've
they army crawling?
This.
Okay, T-Hack, I'm going to ask you the question then. What about when it's your daughter?
How dare you?
Yep, I know.
Wait. Now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Okay, 303-222-5423. Call us with advice. Text us. It just, I don't like the idea of narking.
But what if you answer the mom and say, hey, caught this on video. It's not a big deal. Just didn't know if you were aware of it.
Like, I have neighbors, like my neighbor, Josh. I adore him. If his daughter were doing something, I'd be like, Josh, I got to tell you, man. Your daughter, I just saw your daughter.
So how is this different?
Because I don't know them. So I don't,
or
like,
she doesn't
now
know
I just
them.
Look mm-hmm. like, I, yes, I'm being Lauren at
okay,
the moment.
Sorry.
But like, if I don't know them, then.
And you don't know what they're cool with and not. And they might just go, okay, so.
So then you don't care about anyone that you don't know.
Yeah.
What? That's terrible. We're supposed to be a community.
But here's the deal.
Help each other
You're
out.
You're safe, Aaron, because I care about you.
I'm safe. Is she safe? No, she's not, because she's sneaking out. She could get into a car accident. The parents need to know. If
That's
they don't have
I'm
Find
saying.
My on the phones.
When did you become Erica amounts of worry about worst case scenarios? People have been sneaking out or sneaking boys in for years. Yes, unplanned pregnancies, whatever.
I'm saying if she ends up pregnant, it's Slacker's fault.
How did it get to be mine? There's a whole bunch of jumps there, and I don't, what? She's 16.
I didn't mean like that.
There's something about your husband's argument. Like, is there a way to casually...
Like
put a bear trap in your backyard so she gets hurt
gosh.
Next
so
time.
So casual.
Yeah.
No, just do something like.
Maybe I will change my tune when my kids are teenagers, perhaps. But I am, as of right now.
Oh, you will. You totally will.
Well, as of right now, I'm a firm believer of they're going to do what they're going to do and they'll get caught or they won't get caught. And that is part of life. It's part of learning what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
Yes.
Getting in trouble is part of that. Maybe, you know.
But honesty is also a part of life. Right.
And learning how to lie in certain situations is also a part of life.
They're not
because
I know omitting the truth is lying, but like you don't have to like comb through your backdoor camera footage.
No, but you
every
get
day
alerts when it's like bing bing.
Yeah,
no, so
detected, yeah.
If I saw my neighbor's dog run through my yard, do I go, hey, your dog was in my yard? Like you
yes.
No,
because
you don't.
Say,
did you find the dog?
Missing.
I would feel a little weird being like, you've got a camera back there and
yes.
what else are you watching? Where else do you
it's
have cameras?
It's a camera in their own backyard.
We're installing cameras this week because of safety.
Okay. Well, now I'm not
you
coming over.
You are the last person who needs like
all right, I will.
Yeah. You have to turn the alerts off during the show cuz you need to be like
well, I'm not
you
already
every time we turn the mics off you watch your dog.
I don't
need you watching the backyard too.
I turned those alerts off. I only get a couple on my watch.
But you still just okay. Sorry, Lauren. We're going to get you some help. Hang on right there.
Erica, you're next for help.
It feels like for me, like you're either going to get caught or not. And then now there's just cameras everywhere. So you just instantly get caught. There is no element of like, hey, you got away with that, but it was close. Learn better. Like, you shouldn't do that again. Like you're not getting to learn any of these lessons. You're just getting busted.
Are you raising spies? Like what?
did the daughter,
just, they're kids.
Did she do anything wrong?
She trespassed.
I quit. Like,
let's call the cops.
Yeah,
what are
absolutely.
We doing?
Absolutely. Why tell the parents?
We have footage.
Have SWAT waiting for them next time.
Oh my God.
That's the most ridiculous. Okay. should she rat out the teenage daughter to neighbors she doesn't even know?
Don't look at me like that.
She knows them. Are they friends?
Oh, you wave. I don't know the people I wave at. Hi.
You wave to everyone.
You also don't care about people.
Yeah.
Daddy doesn't know.
Help Lauren out. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Lauren. She caught something on her camera in her backyard, and she wants to just narc out the neighborhood now.
Yeah, and actually a texter said, T-Hack keeps saying that getting caught is a part of life, so she got caught, so it's a part of life by telling on her, right?
Ooh.
You gotta get caught by natural causes.
Right, and if that texter was listening to my whole argument.
Oh my God. He makes this face.
When he does. It's so annoying.
Your self-righteous face makes me want to hurt a
puppy. Wait, but I do want to hear what he does. The rest.
Because that's what he used to be part of it, and now there's cameras everywhere, so you just get caught. There's no chance to learn the lesson. You just caught.
Two different lessons.
It is the lesson.
You looked out your window, caught. It's the lesson is... I was just thinking about going. Like, I didn't even do it yet, and I'm caught.
Okay. The lesson is, Erica, some things you get by with.
No. Yeah, that not is the lesson. Not from this worry wart.
Yeah. John?
Yai.
What do you think this woman should do?
I want to preface this by saying I'm a bit of a rule follower, so I think it definitely is a preference thing. But
my kind of guy.
I definitely think that it's important to consider the fact that maybe the parents are going to hear that she did this and think, oh, okay, well, this is a learning opportunity as opposed to getting angry.
So
with
you
her.
Want them, by the way, I don't think I finished this because we got in our argument or whatever, but like what she caught on her camera was the neighbor kid sneaking a boy in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do you go to this neighbor who's not your friend and say, your daughter's a bit of a tramp?
Okay, that's not what they're saying.
What you would
well,
say.
Well, something adjacent.
You're saying
to that.
Your kid ran through my yard. Obviously,
you know what you're turning her in for.
Or you say, "I got this notification. Thought you might want to see it." That's what one of the texters said. I just thought might want to see it as her parent. I don't know what it means. Here you go.
Oh my gosh. And it's important I'm making a self-righteous face. It depends on where the camera's looking at, for sure. Like, if it's looking over the fence, then I totally get it. Maybe don't say anything about it, but like...
Yeah, because then you're really weird.
If it's just looking at your lawn, like, I don't know. I mean, I think that's a pretty easy explanation.
I just don't think you tell.
The amount of lawns I've cut through in my life...
For real?
Hundreds, if not thousands.
Like, zero for me.
What?
Because you're not from Iowa. You just jump through yards. Right. It's such a faster way to get home.
Well, and that's part of it too. Like now, every kid they have trackers on their phone. It's like you can't do anything. That's what I'm saying. It's like you don't get a chance to even try. You're just busted.
Thanks for the call, John. Sasha.
Hi, Yai.
Yai. What do you think Lauren should do?
Well, I think this is going to work, and I think the husband might go for it, but she should tell the woman, the neighbor, that the doorbell cam is going off and waking them up every night. So that's the reason.
Or the backdoor cam. Okay. Yeah. It's like, I'm giving this notification and oh my God, weird. And it's your daughter.
It's the same thing though. And it only works if she's doing it every night.
The other thing is that works if you're friends. Cause then you're like, oh man, I woke up again last night, Sally. What happened? Oh, I'm going to check. I don't know.
But then you're acting.
I know, but you're in a conversation.
You're lying and you're trying to teach someone not to lie and you're doing it.
Man, she's crushing it today.
I just want to say, you've been doing a lot of scorekeeping today. And if we're,
I like it.
I just think that Aaron is making points.
Thank you, Sasha. That's a great thing. Austin?
Yay.
What do you think Lauren should do?
I think that Lauren should not say anything to the neighbor. That's what kids do.
You're crushing today, man. You're scoring points. Yep.
You're like a cool guy, Austin. I can tell.
You guys are so lame.
We're lame.
We're the ones letting the daughter have some whoopee.
And...
Whoopee. Why did you say it
whatever
like that?
It is she's having.
God, that was I just got the
itch. Literally be reading with a boy.
Yes, that's what they're doing. That's why.
I also don't know why I'm suddenly on the side. Keep it to yourself.
Here's the thing. Yeah, for sure. I snuck a boy in the neighbor's backyard because we have a secret book club.
His parents are against reading. Happens every day.
It's like the Footloose town except with books. What?
I don't know.
Okay, so you just think what, Austin? Don't tell, cause why?
Because I think that, you know, kids are going to do kid things, and I think that it's the neighbor's problem, especially for them not knowing the neighbor that well.
Yeah.
It is weird, even the example of going up to someone you don't know and going, man, my back camera just keeps keeping me up at night. And they're like, get away from me, weirdo. What do you care?
No, I think the intent was to say, hey, this is keeping me up every night. It's your daughter running through the yard. Could you just ask her not to? And then they go, huh?
Why is my daughter running through?
Yeah.
Ugh. Thank you, Austin. Hannah.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. What do you think?
I'm saying you talk to the kid about it.
Interesting.
Mm.
You know, because like, if you talk to the parents, you're making a judgment call on their parenting. Yep. But if you talk to the kid, then you can talk to them like they're an adult and they got to make better choices.
Yeah, they can go the other way around.
And Tia,
they can learn and not get caught.
Exactly. Tia, when your daughter is 16, are you going to be comfortable with random neighbors walking up and giving her a talking to?
How dare you?
Yeah.
I told you this. How dare you?
Yep.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I'm going to do it. I'm going down for this.
I want to make something really clear. He's going to do it.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm bringing up a wedding topic, okay? So so feel free to text in your hatred to Erica at 303-222-5423. This is a wedding topic, and since Erica is getting married, I'm going to ask her, but it's like this is for everyone listening.
Yeah.
Why in God's name do you buy a wedding dress? Why?
Why in God's name do you buy anything else in life?
Because... like, I don't know, my Makita drill, I'm going to go and screw in some light fixtures. Then 3 days later, I'm going to go, ooh, that needs tightening. I'm going to use it and
You're
use it and use it.
A wedding dress
well, you said
to a
anything.
Drill?
Sure. Are you ever going to wear it ever, ever, ever again?
Well, to be clear, I don't have one yet, so I don't know for sure because it. You could rewear it for something.
In the history of mankind.
No, I could see myself putting it back on once a year. Being one of those people who does the anniversary.
What are
does
you
your
talking
wife
about?
Put her dress back on ever? Does she have it still?
No. She doesn't put it on. She has it somewhere.
It's okay. In a box that she paid a lot of money to put it in that box.
Yeah, and I think it's with her parents. Mm. If I'm...
That's interesting.
I don't know, but that's kind of more to Slacker's point. I don't know where it is.
Because it's springing up that you can now rent wedding dresses.
Yes.
I think you always could, but it's becoming more popular. Why wouldn't you?
The number one reason you don't rent your wedding dress is...
I can't wait. Hold on. Let me just do a draw. Like, what?
No, this
twisted
is a,
logic.
No. This is going to be a legitimate thing, and you're going to eat your words.
I guarantee you, there... Is there a single
the
thing
only,
she could say?
The Wait, only reason... I've got one reason. But even then, I think I could...
Go, sway. Erica, go.
Is it that you cannot alter it?
Yes.
Yes. But, Slacker, I have been trying on... I have tried on
That's
probably
so stupid.
10 dresses
That's
just
so
for
stupid.
Engagement photos.
That's so stupid.
And I hate my body in every single one of them. I have been to tears trying to find a dress for my engagement photos. It's been awful. So on my wedding day, yes, I should have a dress that's made to fit exactly how it's supposed to look. Bada bing, bada boom, eat your words.
But we don't get our tuxes altered.
They
at
do
all.
Alter them a Wait, little, don't they?
No.
Also, you can buy yours. You don't.
No, but you don't
want to
buy
it
unless you're buying a classic tux, and then you're like, oh, I really want cornflower, and then I got to buy a stupid cornflower cummerbund that I'm never going to use again.
Cummerbund. We were trying to think of the name for that the other day.
And also, I would make the argument that I don't like how I look in a suit.
Period.
Period.
Then wear something else.
Can I just agree to disagree?
Why not?
Like, not to bring up negativity, but like, we've been to a couple funerals together.
Yeah, great.
I know, but he wears a suit. And like,
Lord, you are a gorgeous man in a suit.
Okay, well, thank you.
I mean, you, like, for real, like, I say this with a staunch record of only, like, you're wow.
Oh.
You're just handsome. With the hair, it feels like you're stepping off of a yacht. Got a real Monaco vibe.
It never felt like me because I don't wear suits. So it's just like, you got to wear a suit and a tie and it's got to be tight. You can't have the button loose when you're the groom, at least.
Right.
When you're the groom. Yeah, at least for this era, like the pictures,
just,
all
yeah,
that.
Right.
So you're just in this thing and you're like, all right, this is how I look. I look how I look. I can't.
Wait, couldn't you have purchased a tux or a suit or whatever and had it altered to your body.
Yes.
That's what my fiance will be doing.
But the difference is, well, I mean, you don't have to do this, obviously, but the groomsmen match you. So they all then, they have to purchase a tux, or it, so you just rent them and we all match. Like, the bride gets away because you wear a white dress, and then the bridesmaids are just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You guys figure it out. I'll be in the perfect dress.
How do we get around her argument? Because I don't like eating my words.
Yeah, my argument's good.
It's really good. Yeah, no, and it's hard. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I would absolutely, I am not engaged. but I would absolutely rent a wedding dress, and then I would instead buy the reception dress.
Ooh, okay. But she's still buying a dress.
No, but the reception dress is just a white dress.
It'd be way cheaper. Yeah.
And more of like a party dress that I have a better chance of wearing again.
Yeah. The other problem with is when people want to pass down their dress. Now, look.
Do you want a dress from 40 years ago that your mom wore?
A lot of times they're reconstructing them now.
Yeah.
The problem for me is my parents got divorced. So that
you
dress,
don't want that juju.
Yeah, I'm not putting that juju
on. The juju
on.
Comes off in the dry cleaner.
No.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's one of the services.
It's like martinizing, juju-izing.
The only people who re-wear or wear parts of their mom's wedding dress is if their parents are happily still married.
Yeah.
Is that true?
And even then, what you could do, buy the veil and then repurpose that.
Oh,
has
wow,
your
that's
dress,
a beautiful idea.
Has your dress been offered, or her, has your mom's dress been offered to you?
No, and I don't have. I don't think she has it anymore because she got remarried.
She burned it.
I think she's got a new. And I don't know where that dress is.
Because that
either.
Seems like a super awkward conversation. Like, I've saved this for you, and you're like, not even the divorcing, just in general. I've saved this all these years, and you're like,
I've been dreaming of my wedding, and it does not have that amount of taffeta. You know, you're just like, no. Do you know what taffeta is?
Yes, I do. Thank you. One of my friends, the one who just got married, they repurposed her mom's dress into her getting ready robe.
Oh,
I'm just
that's
saying.
Cool.
And actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this about alterations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they alter your dress,
yeah,
and then you like get an all-inclusive trip somewhere and you pork out and they need to, and like you've put on 10 pounds.
Before my wedding?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going on an
all-inclusive
trip right before.
They can let it out a little bit. They can
not
do last minute
alter.
Yes, they can. They don't always cut the fabric. It's like they fold it. I'm not crazy. Because
it's hidden. And I know what you're saying.
And they can let
it out. Nothing says you're not crazy like going, I'm not crazy.
You know what I mean. He said with the crazy eyes. I hate that she's beating me right now. But like they can.
A little bit, sure.
So then can't we get rentable wedding dresses? Can I win this? Help me.
Okay.
Where they just, it's like, it's a whole ton of fabric and they just, it's like they pull it in and let it out. Pull it in and let it out.
Yes, but we already have such a hard enough time with getting regular clothes.
Right.
That like having a plethora of dresses in the same style, but like kind of different. Like it's just not gonna happen.
So you guys hate the environment. You just want to just throw all these, like, you here you are composting and drinking out of your stupid Stanley cup. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to wedding dresses,
I'm just gonna agree with you to piss you off. No, look, I commend anyone who will rent. It's just not for me.
I didn't want to marry you anyway.
Perfect.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a weird moment for me because everyone, I'm glad you're all sitting. I rarely admit that I'm wrong. I was wrong about Coldplay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you didn't.
Never really liked Coldplay. I thought they were weak sauce.
I feel like you didn't really know.
Yellow, I was like,
you only knew like two of their songs off the top of your head, but then once you got there, you're like, oh, I know that one.
Oh my God,
I was
singing along to everything.
Yeah.
What a showman Chris Martin is. Like, wow.
Yeah.
They're incredible live.
I do have a quick tangent because there's a controversial video going around. Something happened at the show last night that we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a quick behind the scenes Slacker Show moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting my watch on before I left the studio to go to the show. And Erica goes, are you acting like you don't remember this?
Oh, I remember.
She's like, did you put on all those bracelets?
I don't talk like that.
Because Chris Martin wears bracelets? How come you're wearing so many bracelets? I'm like, I wear these bracelets. Really? You didn't do it just because Chris Martin wears bracelets?
I actually led that conversation with, is that what you're wearing?
Yeah, she did start there. I was wearing a Be a Good Person shirt. She's like, is that what you're wearing in the car? And I was like, what?
I didn't. And then I was like, you always
wear those bracelets.
I didn't realize you always wore those bracelets. I don't really look at you that intently.
So it's like the accusation is that I go and look at, oh, I'm going to see Jelly Roll tonight. I should draw some crap on my face. Like, that's what you thought is yeah. I put.
It was not
on
an
to
accusation.
Go,
well,
what would you call
people
that?
Do dress up for shows now.
If you're going to Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Harry Styles,
Pitbull,
it's a costume, Pitbull. It's a costume.
I don't have to do anything for Pitbull.
Yeah, to put a suit on.
Is it because, correct me if I'm wrong, you two have probably both gone to concerts with at least the inkling in the back of your mind, like, they might see me.
Oh my God, the Jonas Brothers growing up?
Right?
I was like, oh.
They don't see, are you being serious? They really going, think, you think they think
it's,
like that.
It's at least, it's
happening. I legit used to think Nick is going to spot you me in the so crowd dumb. And fall in love with me based on what I'm wearing. And it was just like the dumb, do you remember the like monkey character?
Paul Frank?
Yeah. And I was like, Nick is going to love Paul Frank.
Nick probably would love Paul Frank at that time. I used to think that Niall Horan and I were going to get married.
Yeah. You hear what they're saying?
We were both Nick girls.
Yeah.
But you've never thought that.
One. I'm more of a Joe girl now.
You've never thought, oh, they'll spot me.
Ever. Like, the fact, the fact that you're saying it out loud, that you've observed it and thought of it, like, that's absurd to me. And it's even more absurd that they thought it.
We were like 13-year-old yeah. girls. That's what we did.
Now I'm just dressing up to have fun.
Yes.
That's don't think that Chris Martin is going to be like, I just broke up with Dakota. You over there.
Yeah.
The one with the next to the guy with the bracelets.
I see him. Yeah. Nice.
Cool bracelets.
But I will say this. He did do that a bunch last night.
Because he would take them off and hand them out, right?
No, he would go like,
wait, he was
white
doing,
shirt,
he
white
was
shirt up at the top. No, he would go like, white shirt, I see you.
Oh.
It's like, person in like all pink over there, I see
or
you.
Or like the flags he would call out where people were from.
Oh, do you think that like white shirt up top, like someone's wearing
yeah, no,
a white
it's pretty
shirt
easy.
Up there.
It's
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
easy.
I see you, like, I don't know, it's yeah. kind of a big stadium.
Yes. Guy with the bracelets in the whole
Okay, so here's one of the things that happened last night.
Yeah.
Like, how would we set this up? Like, he...
Okay, he saw someone in the crowd.
With a sign that said, this is my first concert, or my first...
This is my first concert, and it's magic. Can I sing it with you?
There we go.
Does this happen at other Coldplay shows? That's what I was wondering.
I was wondering that as well. Okay. Because there was also a time where he brought a security guard on stage, and then they put, like, the alien helmet on him.
And then the security guard danced. That was no way a security guard.
It wasn't. It was definitely a
that
performer.
Dude. Okay. Cut. He just stood there and didn't move for the longest time. You're like, oh man, this is kind of weird. And then all of a sudden, it kicks in.
Because
it's like
he said,
a rave.
Like, you're free.
Yeah.
And then the guy
dude
just starts.
Just,
yeah.
Wow.
You guys are losing me. This sounds weird.
No, but it was just,
it was definitely the weirdest part of it.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to like ruin things for people, but some things you see at stadiums are fake.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. when you're at like an Avs game and then, or like, there's a new Rocky at a Nuggets game and it's like, he walks by and somebody's wearing the opposing team's jersey and then he trips and dumps popcorn all over him. That dude's a plant. Like, he didn't just do that to a random fan. Yeah. That dude is being paid.
There'd be lawsuits sit, and
yeah.
stuff.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, or they're going through the crowd and everybody's dancing to the Cotton Eye Joe. And then there's just one dude who crushes it and gets on the rail and stuff. That
no,
dude's
that's
paid.
That's gotta be real.
No, it's not. And so that security guard was another yeah. example of something.
Well, and a band like Coldplay, because I've seen Drake, and my friend has seen him multiple times, and every stop he's like, man, I'm telling you, this is the best stop. Like,
yeah.
And a band as big as Coldplay, they know all those
yes.
tricks.
He's like, come on, Denver.
Yeah.
He said something about El Paso in the middle, and I was like, did he just screw up?
No, because we powered El Paso. That's the next one. They use a lot of lot of renewable energy. So there were trampolines and bikes in the back and people would get on them and
Shut
they
up.
Would be recharging the stuff. And then that goes to the next city. I'm not even joking. Vegas powered Denver.
What?
And then Denver powered.
So
that is so cool.
Yeah. That was part of the concert. I could have gone and just jumped up and down on
yeah.
a trampoline.
And you could have powered the next concert guy with the bracelets.
Yeah. Instead, you just stood there.
And a war bracelet.
Notice me, Chris.
Okay. Do we have time to get into this other thing? We're going to come back in a second.
Okay.
Right, this video,
happened?
Like, somebody got on stage. The short version is somebody got on stage and it wasn't a plant. This wasn't like the security guard.
Oh, okay.
This was very real and it's become sort of controversial. Have I said controversial enough? It was controversial.
Okay.
We'll explain what happened next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're geeking out about the Coldplay concert last night, and something happened on stage. We were starting to describe it a second ago. A kid was holding up a sign.
Yes.
That said, it's my first Coldplay concert.
It's my first concert and it's magic. Can I sing it with you?
Okay.
Which?
Adorable.
He didn't know.
I think the kid was like 11-ish.
Okay.
He didn't know it was going to be magic when he made the sign.
T-Hack. Magic is the name of one of their songs.
I know, but you don't know the show's going to be magic.
You do.
Right?
For that,
I see what you're doing. Also, if I'm bringing back my youth and like when I went to do the derby cars in Boy Scouts and like you had to make your own car and I like shaved it with whatever and you put the wheels on, then you get to the derby and guys have like open wheel Indy cars and everything. You're like, yeah, you made that. Yeah. Your dad made that.
Right.
That was the first thing I noticed.
That sign was made by like cherubs and yes, the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Sure.
So Chris doesn't bring the kid on stage.
No, he did.
He brought the kid and the mom on stage.
Kind of. Because so he brought the kid on stage, said, you come on up. The mom followed and Chris on the mic goes, do you want your mom up here? Do you want her up with you?
So awkward to begin.
Literally called her out.
And the kid said yes?
The kid said yes.
Okay.
Because he knows his mom would beat him to within like an inch of his life.
Yeah. Because this was all planned. By them and not by Coldplay.
Here's the other thing that you need to understand. There's a huge stage where Coldplay is playing, and then there's a long runway and a little stage out front. This is all happening on that little stage out front. Mm-hmm. So you're in the crowd.
Yeah.
You are
in the middle of
70,000 plus people.
Jeez.
It is a ton of pressure, and all he's got is a piano. Mm-hmm. So like Chris is sitting at the piano. The kid is next to him and the mom is next to him, all on the little piano bench.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe what happens next, Aaron.
Well, so they start singing and the boy is so shy. He was so cute. He did a great job. And the mom said, I'm going to do better. She did.
She took over.
She, I mean, she had awkwardly, a great voice, but it was almost uncomfortable.
It was like, I saw the video on Aaron's TikTok. It was like she was auditioning.
Yeah.
For 100%. The voice.
She was doing the thing that you guys talked about. Like,
she sat down and immediately did a hair flip.
Yep.
And was like, this is my moment. I'm going to get noticed today.
Well, so I wasn't there, but I would guess that would be her moment.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
it's not your moment. But Chris was bringing her son on stage.
Out of the times you get a chance to perform in front of 70,000 people, that's like every other day or once.
You don't think
in
it's
lifetime.
Weird that she inserted herself in that situation?
It was definitely further than like, I'm going up to support my kid. It was overshadowing.
It was.
And granted, being
way.
On stage with Coldplay, I'm sure that is absolutely amazing. And I would love to take advantage of that opportunity, but know your place.
Here's the weird thing. This concert was here. So I feel a little weird that this woman may be listening right now.
If she is, I'd love to hear what was going through her mind.
Yeah.
Because maybe she's like, I had no idea.
Or maybe she thought singing louder would help her son because he was really shy.
Look at us all backing down as soon as I made it real that
she's
listening.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
I fully know she might be listening. And she probably is like, people have been telling me all day that was weird.
I was a bad mom.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody feels the way we feel?
The comments that are on my TikTok,
They do?
They're going harder.
Because it read
they said
like
the
pageant
mom. Took
mom.
The spotlight. The mom was making me so uncomfortable. Mom saw the press and was gonna try to get hers.
The press being that he and Dakota broke up.
The mom stealing her son's thunder. Yeah.
Well, we talked a little bit ago about some of this stuff as plants, like as part of a bigger show. And it does seem very risky for a band like Coldplay to be in front of 70,000 people and go, random, you, come up and sing.
I know.
And it's like,
I know.
Are we
Do
sure?
You think it's a plan?
That
I
it
don't.
Wasn't a
I
plan.
Don't.
Because that's so such
because
a big risk.
Because he only
to just
wanted
hand
the kid, and the kid, was not good at singing. Like
he was. He was so shy. The kid. I don't know.
But that's why it's such a big risk to go. Oh, you've got a great sign.
I know.
Come
I
sing.
Get
oh,
it.
Because
like I've seen Keith Urban. Like my YouTube algorithm is just like weird thing. Like Keith Urban. Like somebody holds up, let me play guitar on a thing, and you're like, oh my god, you're really gonna take your guitar
or like
off?
The Foo Fighters do that.
Yes,
too.
And then the kid. Shreds.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
And you think that's a plan.
Like, he had to, like...
You don't believe in spontaneity or
I think,
fun
here's
or
what
magic.
I think. The risk. I think I probably Keith Urban's people are like, look at this kid, go find his Instagram page, scroll through, see if he's like,
see what
if he shreds.
City he's in.
Like,
yeah,
if he, you, they've had to, they have to know. He can't get up there and like, ping pong, ping. Yeah. I mean, it would be awful.
He holds it like a violin.
Yes. No, okay. Yeah. It was horrible. So I don't know what happened with that kid.
Okay. Then even more so, I hope this mom calls us because now I want to know if it was a plant or not.
Yeah. And if anyone else was at the show too, I want to hear what they think too. You can text in 303-222-5423.
Are we going to put the video right now is on TikTok, but we're going to put it up on our socials.
Totally.
And like, I just in the middle of this, the whole time I'm thinking, she's a Karen, she's a pageant mom, she's a bad person, and now I'm starting to go. Just, it was like.
It's not about being a bad person.
No, you used your son, cute little son, to get on stage and then you like, step aside, this is my moment. But if that's not how it read to everybody, then I feel like a jerk.
Was he not rocking it? And so did she save him from embarrassment?
That's kind of what I was thinking originally until I saw these comments.
They like, all had to share a mic.
If your daughter got
They did.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You know how there's, I guess, the urban legends, if you will, of like, don't step on a crack or don't walk under a ladder.
Yeah. Those are called superstitions. Can we?
Urban legends.
We have to start a segment on this show, and we just like it's like every day we just explain something to Erica.
I'm not unintelligent. I just don't know my vocab super well.
You know, Einstein started all his speeches that way too. Before we get started, I am smart. So.
moments before we went on the air, I'm just going to out her. I was like, I said she should lance something. And she looked at me like when a dog hears a high-pitched sound. It was like, lance? Like Armstrong?
Yeah. Or bass?
See, I go bass too.
Yeah.
I think bass.
You do?
Mm-hmm. And that's because slackers. Old.
No, or athletic.
That's true. Or athletic. Which one are you going to claim?
Lance Armstrong and Lance Bass were famous at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do not get to call me old for Lance Armstrong.
Older.
Okay, but also, Lance is something you do to a boil on your body.
And for the record, I don't have one of those. You're now making it sound like
said,
I do.
You were like, I have a thing. And I'm like, you should lance it. And then you was like, huh? And I'm like, how do you not know the word lance, couth,
gauche?
Yeah.
Like the amount of, like, it's weird how you got this job.
And now superstition.
urban.
No, it's called a superstition, but keep going.
What did I call it?
Urban legend. Urban legend is a totally different thing.
Can we get back to the superstition?
I don't know. Can we?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Have you always known that opening an umbrella inside is one of those superstitions?
Yes, yes. Bad luck.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. The other day, or last week, I don't remember when it was. It was raining out.
Okay.
My fiance did not want to go out in the rain with our dog, but he needed to go potty. So he got an umbrella and went outside and was fine.
Okay.
Stayed dry. He comes inside with the umbrella open.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah, that's fine. You can't open it.
You can't open it inside.
Uh-huh.
You can come with it.
You can bring it inside already open, but you cannot open it inside.
It's basic science, Erica.
Yeah.
I can't believe
I'm not unintelligent.
I'm not unintelligent, but I'm feeling real dumb right now.
Yeah.
He was like, I've never, but also he had never even heard of that superstition at all. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Does he believe in any urban legends?
Bigfoot.
Oh yeah, he definitely does.
He does. So he like.
That's what an urban legend is.
Kind of.
Yeah. Bigfoot.
Yes.
Definitely fake, by the way.
It's not fake. He just got spotted in like Maine or something.
Yeah. No. In
Colorado.
That's
your argument back. Smart girl. Yeah. Yeah. See.
Bigfoot was allegedly spotted in Colorado.
Yeah, the Colorado one, was that the one from the train where it was just obviously a dude in the, like, snap into a Slim Jim suit or whatever? That weird.
Yeah.
It was like, because he walked like a dude. Like, Bigfoot would, this show, like, I'm in the middle of the show and I realize how impossible it is to listen to. Yeah. Where are we right now?
I really want you to demonstrate how you think Bigfoot would walk.
Yeah, he would have long arms.
Okay.
Okay.
And he would, like,
do you think he'd be like more primate style where like he's using arms in front?
I think so. I think he'd swing his arms.
But they're not dragging behind him.
Yeah. Right.
They're in front. Okay.
It's basic
dragging
science.
Behind him?
As long as we're on a stream of consciousness amount of tangents, I just found out, my daughter and I went for a walk the other day. Because she's worn a backpack on her one arm for so long, she has trained one arm to never move when she walks. Like we're walking, I'm like, why isn't your one arm swinging? She's like, it never does. I'm like,
Her shoulders also all off?
They seem okay.
Okay.
But like, how do you?
Whoa.
It's basic, to use your word, basic science, swing your arms.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it like a Bigfoot, but like swing your arms.
So like one just stays still.
Yeah, it's just like one arm's going and one arm's just like she had a stroke.
Oh no.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, Mia, I'm so sorry.
Is it the Gate Lab? Is that what they have at Children's?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Mm. Dr. Chang.
Just from a backpack.
Yes.
Oh. I wonder how many other kids are suffering from that.
Yeah, watch your kids walk. Oh, if only one arm moves.
This is why I wear my backpack, both straps at the same time. And I do bring a backpack to work every day. Usually heavy and full of things.
Do you want to go back to the superstitions? Or
no,
just...
I just learned I was wrong, and I'm not thrilled about that.
Get used to it.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, well, well.
What?
There's a quiz
are
here.
You doing? What? I don't know. I'm
just leading the break.
Okay.
There's a few things here.
Do I ever start with well, well, well? Does anyone in the room ever start with well, well, well?
No.
Okay, this is going to be really interesting radio because TX has started with well, well, well.
There's a list here of things that men think are attractive, but actually aren't attractive.
And they think they're attractive.
Like men
about
do,
themselves.
Yeah, men are like, if I do this, I'll get, like, chicks will like it.
Okay.
And it turns out the chicks do not like it at all.
Do you think all women, first off, I really think chicks is probably scoring you tons of points with the femininity in the room because it's already rubbing me wrong. But do you think that these women will agree with the women who compiled this list?
That's what I want to see, especially because Erica engaged.
Congrats. She is?
I don't know if you guys
Wow.
Were we letting that out?
Did she hold her hand up to the camera again?
I was about to say, I almost did it more and then
God, it's so much. Do you have, just real quick, do you happen to know where this list came from? And can you get the same list of things women think are attractive but aren't, that we can maybe do at a later date? Because
I don't know if that's allowed to be published. That seems...
Because there are a lot of things that women think are attractive that
like
aren't.
What? Soccer?
I don't know, holding up your ring every time someone
I
says
don't think
the word
that's attractive.
Marriage.
I'm already engaged. I don't need to be attractive.
Oh.
281 bought my fiance.
Yeah, go ahead and put that extra qualifier in.
Already hooked him. I can let it all go now.
Wow.
All right. I thought we could ask and see if they agree or if they disagree or whatever. First one on the list, calling women chicks. Turns out that's not attractive at all. My mistake. Being overly masculine, the alpha male act, it's actually off-putting is what it says.
I disagree.
Deeply. You're not a woman.
You're also not an alpha male.
Nothing's going for you right now.
Okay. I think you guys do kind of want it. We've had things come up on the show recently where it's like, I want my man to defend me.
Yes,
I want my, like,
for sure.
That's kind of alpha.
That's.
Do you want him to hold your car door?
That's not
if
alpha.
He wants
that's
to.
Being
kind
chivalrous.
Of alpha.
Yeah, actually, I feel like holding the car door is not alpha.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I think it's alpha.
To me, an alpha male is like a big, burly man that's like, if anyone talks to you, I'm going to punch. Like, it's that.
She crushed it.
It's that too far of a thing. Yeah, that's very off-putting.
Well, that kind of fits into another one on the list, which is gym rats. Like, spending too much time at the gym, kind of getting too big and muscly.
It's radio, but I'm sure you could hear Erica's eyes rolling back in her head. She just did the whole, like, whoom, 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 like, weird cartoonish.
And I shook my head. Yeah, no, I don't. Don't spend so much time at the gym that you don't even have time for me.
I don't think it's unattractive, but like not always for me, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But if a guy was but sensitive and not an alpha, but still stacked, you wouldn't turn him away.
No,
or would you be like,
oh
my God, you're just too Adonis-like for me. Ew.
Well, if my fiance had like a 42 pack and like
I
he's really strong. Yeah, but like a neck would be nice. Also like realistic body. Yeah.
Have you guys seen when the trap is too big and it just goes trap to ears? Like that's
no,
much.
I hate that. Yeah. That's a stupid look.
Having no neck also on the list. So we're nailing it here.
Necklace, okay.
Another one, loud vehicles.
Yeah.
It says, rather than impressing women, loud vehicles often make them cringe.
Yep.
Much like she just
my
did.
Dog hates them too.
I just want to point out that I could run you over and you wouldn't hear me coming.
Perfect.
My car
we'll take one.
Zero.
I don't think loud vehicles is it, but a nice vehicle, right? That's still worth something, right?
Too nice? I feel like I'm like, what are you trying to prove?
What are you talking about? You're saying pretend you don't have a fiance and some guy rolls in a 94 Vega. You're going to be like, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. It's a terrible car.
No, okay. There's a limit, though.
Okay
is
not a word.
I don't want to be picked up.
Just, I want to throw that out there. She's like, no, okay. What?
I don't want to be picked up for like a third date because I would never let a man drive me on the first in like a Bentley.
Never.
Never.
What?
How can he has a like TX got this beautiful friend Raj, who I would like to be friends with. Raj, if you're listening, shout out to my buddy Raj.
He's my buddy Raj.
He's
Thank
got.
You so much.
Have we said his name on the show before? I think we have.
Oops.
Maybe.
he's got a fleet of cars, Lambos and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Porsches.
That is my question. And Raj, you seem great. I've heard about you, but I don't. That not attractive.
Okay, I think you're very much an exception to that.
What does Aaron think?
She wants to nail Raj right now. She'd walk over the carcass of any man she's ever dated to get to Raj.
He was supposed to come to town, and we were going to go to the concert together as friends.
Yeah,
Until that Lambo pulls up.
And you're like, do I really right now remember?
He's gotten me before. He's going to get you.
What else you got?
Aggressive driving. Now, this kind of a trick, but don't you want a guy who's in control, who feels like he can...
Again, I think there's a difference between, like, aggressive and defensive driving. Aggressive is, like, just making dumb things, cutting people off on purpose. Like,
causing road rage.
Yeah. Mm.
But I am a defensive driver.
Yep, and it's scary.
Women hate it. All women. Aaron, my wife, my daughter. Everyone hates it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really have a tease for my story, but it's got a raccoon and a donkey.
Oh. What sound does the raccoon make?
Okay. This is going to go well.
I've got a story that was smooth riding until they hit a scaly speed bump.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Two bicyclists in Florida.
Let's go!
They were riding along, and instead of a...
Sorry, Eric is doing that blink. Like
I wasn't prepared for that.
That's always in there.
It's the Florida alarm.
We're just usually screaming.
Okay. All right, two bicyclists in Florida are expected to be okay after
bicyclists.
They, yeah.
Oh, okay. Expected to be okay?
What well, happened? Yeah, they were on the I-4 ran over an alligator. They kind of just they crashed into one.
How with their own eyes did they not go? There's
they're
cross.
Speedy.
I told you, these bikers, they don't look where they're going.
I knew you were going to make a comment.
Go on.
What were bikes doing on the highway? Are you sure they're not motorcycles? It has to be motorcycles.
Okay, you know, it says bikers. I assumed bicyclists, so maybe it is motorcycles.
Wouldn't you think a motorcycle would just kill the
alligator? No, you can't hit an alligator.
And run over it?
No. It would not, wouldn't it?
I'm so terrified of alligators and crocodiles.
Watch out on the interstates. The collision caused both bikes to veer off the roadway into the woods.
Oh, wow.
They hit a tree. It was a 67-year-old man, 25-year-old woman, but they are okay.
It
also seems like the alligator was all right.
Yay!
So, are we going to acknowledge the 67-year-old? Could be father, daughter. Got it.
Always with the dirty mind. Mm. My story's out of Kentucky.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. I'm here for whatever's happening now.
I was going like Minnesotan.
I don't
we're
going
to go
which...
to Kentucky.
So a 40.
Is it in Louisville?
Okay. A 40-year-old man
Louisville.
Was banned from entering the Big Apple Grill and Bar.
Oh.
Nobody knows why he was banned, but they booted him out of there. He went away, showed back up on a donkey with a raccoon.
Guys, look how cool this is. Let me in. Like,
what do you mean he just showed up on a donkey with a raccoon?
I don't have...
I'm gonna get my ass back there.
With...
That was good.
Man, Louisville.
Yeah, and then he just released the raccoon inside the bar.
Oh.
As you might imagine.
Rocket, go!
Okay.
Did the raccoon attack someone?
Yeah, it just went crazy inside the bar.
How did he...
It caused chaos, is what it says.
Yeah, like he was sent away.
Yep.
And he said, I know
what's going to fix this.
Let me go get my donkey and my raccoon.
Yes. They're in the car. Go grab them.
They found him. He's been arrested.
Oh.
Mm. And he left his raccoon?
I think they had to do something. I don't know. I think they probably
he got his ass out of there.
You can't do it again.
You're going to the well once
again.
Yeah.
Louisville.
All right, those were all the stupid people we could find. Just let him run his course.
Wow.
Oh, I feel bad.
For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.